Stand-up comic and actor Damon Wayans wants to follow in his older brother's footsteps. His brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, wrote, directed, and starred in the film I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. Damon had a part in Sucka, but he says he wants to someday write and produce his own films. He's appeared in Beverly Hills Cop, Colors, Hollywood Shuffle, and Punchline, and he co-stars with Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis in the new film Earth Girls Are Easy. Damon began his career on the comedy club circuit. This week on HBO, he can be seen in his first solo comedy special.
I'm just getting back from New York, man. I was hanging out with partners in New York, man. Some of them stopped dreaming. You know, my friend Seymour hasn't had a job in about 5 years. He's just lazy, man. You know, I see him like, yo, see, what you doing for yourself, man? He's like,
nothing, man. I was collecting unemployment. But now they want you to come down there and pick the check up.
I found out one of my old partners, Larry's in jail now. Larry got 25 years for something he didn't do. He didn't run fast enough.
Your HBO special opens with two of your sons, and one says, don't sell out, Dad. Do the Whitey stuff. And the other says, no, tone it down. I want to stay in private school. Has that actually been a conflict for you? Figuring out how much you can do that will still be commercial enough to get money?
No, that's not the conflict. I just think that, you know, the conflict comes from me not really being that angry anymore. You know, I used to be really hostile and militant, but I have a beautiful family, and, you know, that's the conflict. I'm not, they make me so happy, you know, so I'm fighting within to still be a rebel, because I think, you know, if you don't have anything to say, then you don't need to be saying anything.
So has your material changed a lot since you're not angry anymore?
Well, yeah, I've evolved. I think so. You know, now I'm talking more about the family, where I was before talking a lot about Whitey.
You do a lot of character sketches. Like the guy who does heroin and cocaine just before coming to your apartment to meet your parents and pick up your sister on a date.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Is that based on something that happened or someone you know?
Yeah, I built a story because he actually was so high that he told my mother he sees where my sister gets her big behind from, and he thought he was complimenting her. And so I just thought, I found that very funny.
How old were you when that happened, and where were you watching from?
In the living room, and I was there, and it's just, you know, I was the kid who was very quiet and shy, but I watched everything, and nothing escaped my eye. So after the person left my house, I would do my own impression of them.
Oh, hey, what's happening, Daddy? Say, I'm here to pick your daughter up. Yeah, Deidre. Oh, I'm taking her to the movies, man. Oh, we gonna go see Caligula. This is a nice place you got here, Mr. Wayne. This is all right for the project. I especially like this colored TV you got here. Let me ask you something. About how much do that weigh? Look, now I know that this is your daughter. See, I understand that father-daughter relationship. I got 5 kids of my own.
You grew up in a housing project. Do you still have family there? Do you go back there at all?
Yeah, my brother just, with the success of Sucker, he bought my mom a house in New Rochelle. So she's in her world now. You know, she's got her own house, and it's 4-bedroom. And, you know, she used to need 4 bedrooms. Now it's just her and my father. And they just walk around looking at the rooms, talk about how they're going to decorate them for my kids and my sister's kids and stuff. So I do go back. I was just back in New York, and I saw my friends, and, you know, I try and stay in touch with the people I grew up with. I think it's important.
Are they surprised that you're in comedy? Did you have a reputation for being funny when you were younger?
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, I think I defied the odds. I wasn't, the trouble that I got into as a kid, I shouldn't be where I'm at right now. I really shouldn't.
What kind of trouble?
Just trying to be, you know, one of the guys. It's all socioeconomic. There wasn't much to do. They closed all the community centers, so we invented our own games, like take the money and run, and we did things for fun that weren't fun, that were against the law. So those kind of things.
I remember when your brother Keenan was on our program, he was saying that he used to think of your mother as being kind of omniscient, that she always knew what the kids were up to.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. It's like I have friends who would like be able to bring home a whole stereo system and tell their mother they found it, a brand new stereo system. I couldn't do that in my house. You know, my parents were hip, and they knew. My father sat me down one day and told me he knew what I was doing, and if I ever got in trouble, don't call home because he's not coming to get me. You know, whereas, you know, my friends, I think they had a deal with their parents to give them a commission or something.
You were on Saturday Night Live for one season. Were you the comic who was always announced but was never on?
Yeah. That's me.
What happened?
Well, that was a weird year for everybody, not just me, but for Lorne Michaels. He was under a lot of pressure, and you know, because it was his first year back, and all the performers were jockeying for position, you know, and the writers were jockeying for position, and it was just really weird, you know. And I went through my rebel stage, and that was like the peak of my rebel stage, and I just felt it was a black thing. So I rebelled.
What did you do when you rebelled?
I switched characters on them on a live show. I was supposed to do it one way, and I decided I'm going to be artistic and do it another way. And Lorne Michaels came up to me afterwards. He says, John Belushi never did that to me. And I tell him, John Belushi's dead, isn't he? And for some reason, he told me, get out and don't ever come back.
Did you think you just ruined your whole career when that happened?
No. Lorne Michaels had said something to me, you know, when I first met with him. He said, with or without the show, you're going to make it. And I believe that. Mm-hmm. I still believe that.
You've been in several movies recently. You were in Colors, Punchline. I think you were in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, that was my first job.
Uh-huh, and in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Mm-hmm. Have you been finding it hard or relatively easy to find good black roles in films?
First of all, when you say a black, that's the problem with Hollywood, is the black roles.
Yeah.
Very limited with black roles. And when they think black, automatically it's stereotype, and those aren't the roles that I want to do. I mean, I enjoy doing a street character, but I'll never win an Oscar for doing a street character because they think that's what I am anyway, you know? So I want to do something which is a stretch to me and a stretch to America, you know, and I think I'll have to write that myself.
I think you've said that white writers have a hard time writing convincing parts for black actors.
Yeah, that's because they label it black. And then a black guy comes in, and then they put in their mind, you know, what a black guy is. And it's, hey, man, yo, you ain't behaving, happening, you know. And it's, and you read it, and it just makes you nauseous. When I don't mind someone writing a role, and then they say, okay, now you bring the blackness to it, see? That's cool, but when they write it black, then it's not for me.
Now, you're in a new movie that's about to open, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of role do you play in it?
A black alien. I play an alien from the planet Jizala, and it's Jeff Goldblum, Jim Carrey, and myself. Oh, we come down here, our spaceship. We're like space truck drivers. Well, I don't want to give away the story, but we just have a great, wild, funny, funky time here on the planet Earth.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
I wish you the best. I look forward to seeing your new movie.